Good morning. It is 8:16. You're listening to KCAW Sitka, and I'm your host, Meredith. I'm in the studio this morning with two wonderful guests for our morning interview. We have Lauren Bell, who is the research director at the Sitka Sound Science Center, and Lauren Wild, faculty at University of Alaska Southeast. Good morning, Lauren and Lauren.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
And you are both, you have your titles, but you're also on the symposium committee for the upcoming, a big upcoming festival that I think most of us probably have heard about. But if you're listening, you're tuning in, you're not sure what's happening this weekend,
the place to be is at Sitka Whale Fest.
Sitka Whale Fest.
At Centennial Hall.
At Centennial Hall. Yes, we will make sure we get location and times in a few times. So we're here to talk about Whale Fest and specifically the symposium.
Yes.
And maybe can one of you just start by talking about what is the symposium and sort of what, maybe let's even back up a little bit. What is Whale Fest and what is the theme this year?
Sure. Well, so this is the 28th annual Whale Fest. It's been going quite a while. And, as every year comes, we try out different things. We do new events and everything. But really the core that has stayed consistent across many of the Whale Fest, that's really the heart of Whale Fest, is this symposium. And so this is a 3-day lecture-based symposium that happens in the afternoon, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And it's really where world-renowned scientists, knowledge holders come to Sitka to share their work. And these presentations are unique because really the speakers are chosen for their ability to communicate. They are dynamic speakers, and they want to share and they want to learn from our community. So it's really a public, accessible symposium that brings just a really beautiful diversity of voices to our town.
Okay, so we're emphasizing communication to the public, which I think it's important. We know, you both know as scientists and science communicators, sometimes it can get a little dry. And so you're saying these speakers are specifically targeted to be able to talk to the public, be able to be engaging with the public, even while they're sharing their research and science work.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, as a symposium committee, so the symposium committee is myself. I'm Lauren Wild. I work at University of Alaska Southeast. And I took over for Jan Straley, who she and Mike Castellini used to run the Science Symposium Committee for Whale Fest. And then Lauren Bell is with us. And then our third member is John Moran, who is works for NOAA in Juneau. And he's been doing whale research and collaborating with Sitka scientists for decades. And so he'll be coming over from Juneau. But we all get together usually in January around the Alaska Marine Science Symposium, and we start talking about theme ideas, and we try to pick something topical, something that a lot of people are paying attention to, something that's maybe relevant to the community of Sitka that people are talking about. And we look at the speakers that are at the Alaska Marine Science Symposium, and that kind of helps kind of start our thinking and inspire us to come up with a good theme. And then we'll come back and we'll talk to people in the community and bounce things off of other folks. And that's how we come up with our theme. And that's also how we kind of get inspired by different speakers that we see. And we're looking for these really engaging speakers that we think are sharing really relevant information, even if it's from, you know, far across the globe. Mm-hmm. So we try to have a variety of perspectives and from a variety of places coming to talk to us.
And so our theme
this
year,
the big reveal.
In case anyone hasn't heard it before.
2024, Sitka Whale Fest is Shifting Boundaries, New Horizons. So it's really thinking about how life is on the move in our oceans, and how animals are changing their ranges, and then how those distribution shifts are really altering our relationship with the marine world as well. So it's neat because there's a lot of scientists who are studying these changes, and there's also a lot of folks who are experiencing them firsthand. I mean, especially in Alaska and in the Arctic, there are so many people who live in such close relationship with these ecosystems and these animals. And so capturing folks' firsthand knowledge of what those changes are and what those impacts are to people.
Wow. And I mean, that theme is pretty broad.
Sure.
Yes. Be interpreted in a lot of ways, which I'm guessing is part of the goal. And so for this symposium, we've got 3 days of speakers.
Correct.
can you give us, I mean, well, I'll have to join to get the full experience, but can you give us sort of a sneak peek of who's speaking, what can we expect? And I think especially, you know, for those who may not be accustomed to going to science talks or maybe a little bit intimidated, what does this look like if you're someone who, you know, is excited about the theme and the ideas, but wants to know if they're going to be able to get something out of this?
Sure, totally.
Well, yeah. Go ahead. So we're going to kick off the Science Symposium on Friday, November 1st, this coming Friday. Folks, we'd love for folks to show up around 12:45. There'll be a welcome and some opening remarks, and then the first speaker will start at 1. And we have three speakers each day on the hour. So there'll be a 1 o'clock, a 2 o'clock, and a 3 o'clock. And we'll start Friday with a speaker named Deanna Krauser, who's going to talk about navigating change from microscopic plankton to the majestic North Pacific right whales. So she's going to share her journey kind of exploring Alaska's large marine ecosystems, and all the way from these tiny little zooplankton up to right whales. And then we'll hear from Elizabeth Siddon, who's from the Alaska Fisheries Science Center, and she's going to talk about how Alaska's fisheries and science are keeping pace with a changing climate. So she'll be exploring how climate change is affecting Alaska's oceans and their fisheries. A lot of that will be kind of work in the Gulf of Alaska and Bering Sea. And then the third talk at 3 o'clock on Friday will be Lori Quakenbush, who's spoken at, some folks in Sitka might remember her from years past. She's spoken at WhaleFest before. And she works for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, and she'll be talking about marine mammals in the Arctic in Alaska responding to warmer waters with less sea ice. So, you know, as we all know, the Arctic is warming, sea ice is melting, so she'll be looking at maybe how marine mammals are responding and reacting to that. So that's Friday.
And then we move into Saturday. So starting at 1 p.m. on Saturday, we have a really cool group of speakers who are all talking together that are all part of the Alaska Arctic Observatory and Knowledge Hub, which is has a great acronym,
that's a cool
AOK.
Name.
And this is a network of observers from across northern and northwest Alaska in coastal communities who are working in partnership with academic researchers and, again, really observing change in the Arctic firsthand. So they'll be talking about this initiative and working with the Inupiaq communities to understand a changing Arctic. I also want to point out, so this is Donna Hauser, Roberta Turok, Glenn Barad, and Kim Pickock. And Kim, actually, she just graduated. Yay, Kim.
With her master's
from the University of Alaska. And she, as part of that master's, put together a film about the changing harvest of bowhead up on the North Slope in her home community of Ukiagvik. And that's the film that we'll be showing on Thursday night. So Thursday night, that's a free event at Centennial Hall. It starts at 7 p.m., and it's about a 40-minute film that she put together, again, about her home community and the changes they've experienced. Highly recommend checking that out, and there'll be a question and answer with her after that on Thursday. Okay, so going back to Saturday, so that's the first talk. 2 p.m. on Saturday is Sitka's own Carrie Lamphere, who helps direct the Southeast Alaska Ocean Tribal Ocean Research Group, and she'll be sharing about European green crab and their arrival in Southeast Alaska and the work that's been going on. A lot of tribally led initiatives, especially working with the Metlakatla Indian community and their response to green crab. And then finally on Saturday, the last talk at 3 p.m. is Marie Zahn, who has a perspective more from the Canadian Arctic, and she'll be talking about using sound to study narwhal movements and how narwhals are of course, experiencing these changes in climate and also human-generated noise pollution as there's more shipping traffic in the Arctic.
And then we move to Sunday, November 3rd. Our first talk on Sunday, again, will start at 1 o'clock. And this one will be Richard Glenn and Lee Kayotuk, and they're going to be talking about lessons learned and lessons taught from subsistence hunting in whaling communities on the North Slope. So they're based in Kaktovik and Ukiagvik, and they'll talk about seasonal shifts from year to year with freeze up and breakup, and how this kind of changes the timing of marine mammals and how that relates to subsistence hunting.
And polar bears.
And, polar bears. And then at 2 o'clock, we'll move into Peter Wesley, who's a faculty with University of Alaska Fairbanks. And he'll be talking about how salmon are sort of moving around and now coming up into the Arctic.
Interesting.
Yeah, so that'll be really fun to hear about salmon sort of making their way into the North Slope rivers. And then at 3 o'clock, our last talk on Sunday that'll close out the symposium is a panel following the arc of humans' relationship with marine mammals in Southeast Alaska. And that'll be myself, John Moran, who's also on our committee, and then Mike Miller, who's with Sitka Tribe of Alaska here. And this will be sort of like a panel-style discussion. Lauren Bell will moderate, so we'll all just be kind of up there partying together, and we'll be talking about the changing relationships of marine mammals in Sitka and Southeast Alaska, including their distribution, their populations, their harvest practices, and injuries and strandings. So we'll kind of pull back the veil a little bit on how we do stranding responses in Southeast Alaska and how we sort of coordinate with each other between myself at the university and Mike at the tribe. And then John with NOAA responding to those injured marine mammals or dead marine mammals and like how we do that all together and coordinate. So it'll be a good panel for that too.
Okay. This is action packed.
There's a lot.
There's a lot.
Folks can, you know, if you heard something that you're like, oh, I want to go to that talk, you don't have to go to the whole symposium.
Yep.
We have a 3-punch pass.
Yep.
So folks can just go and get, you know, okay, I'm going to pick my top 3 and I'm going to go to those. Or you can get a full symposium pass.
Mm-hmm. And a reminder that tribal citizens are free, so you are welcome to show up at Centennial Hall and you just say, I'm a tribal citizen, and you get a pass to see this talks. And really, you know, the emphasis here in Whale Fest is accessibility.
Yeah.
Like, what we have pride ourselves on is, you know, you can come, you can hear these world-renowned scientists and knowledge holders speak, but you also have many opportunities throughout the weekend to interact with them. So not only can you hear them talk, you can also go on a whale watching cruise with them and talk to them on the boat. You can go, we have a new event called Marine Trivia that will be at Centennial Hall this year, where you actually can go be on a team with one of the speakers and spend the evening chatting with them and
competing.
We're going
to split the speakers up to different tables, and so that's Saturday
Good.
Night.
So we can't all be on one team.
Yeah.
Yep.
Great.
Yeah.
So it sounds like we've got 3 days of speakers, and they're all covering the same theme, but in very, very different ways.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you're interested in going to one or all of these talks, you can find all this information at sitkawhalefest.org.
That's
right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Great. So you don't have to remember all of them. Mm-hmm. And then let's go over the, you know, how to get in and where and when one more time. So it sounds like you can buy a whole symposium pass.
Yep. You can.
Mm-hmm. You can buy a punch card.
Yep.
What if you just want to go to one talk? Is that an option?
Mm-hmm. You can do single
lecture passes. Yep.
Okay. And you can just show up if you want. If you don't,
okay.
You could go online at sitkawhalefest.org and purchase those ahead of time if you'd like to. But you could also just show up and get a ticket there. And that's at Centennial Hall anytime this weekend. There's a marketplace and everything. So you can actually show up well before 1 o'clock if you want to go shopping and get food
And a reminder that the marketplace is free. It's open to everybody.
Totally free.
Yeah, come check it out.
It's great. Like a local Sitka market. Mm-hmm. And then the talks will start at 1 o'clock. But then on Friday, we'd like folks to show up at 12:45 just to get that opening kind of welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you can come down anytime, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday by 1 o'clock and come to the talks. Or you can show up in between talks and just purchase your 2 o'clock ticket or 3 o'clock if that was the one you want to go to. And if you want to review the speakers we've just spoken about, you can go to sitkawhalefest.org and review. If you click Science Symposium at the top on the menu,
right.
You can see all the list of speakers and what times they're talking.
And
okay.
One
yeah.
last piece I want to point out on Sunday as well, folks who are able to come a little bit early at 12:45 or so, we also are going to give a tribute to a really important Whale Fest partner, Chuck Miller, who, you know, in talking about how important communication is within our community, Chuck was such an incredible partner for us in helping to extend the reach and make the emphasize the importance of communicating and that reciprocal exchange in our community. So folks who can come on early on Sunday.
To honor Chuck.
Be great.
We miss
great.
Him.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to restate some of this just to make
Please.
Sure folks have it in their head. So we've got the Whale Fest Symposium coming up. This is one part of the Whale Fest Festival.
Mm-hmm.
It is a big part. It's 3 days of talks by world-renowned scientists, and it will start Friday, 12:45 for welcome. Talks on the hour, 1, 2, and 3 p.m. Mm-hmm. Same thing Saturday and Sunday, 1, 2, and 3 p.m. talks, and then Sunday, 12:45, a tribute to the late Chuck Miller. Wonderful. And you can buy tickets online, sickawhalefest.org, or at the door, which is at Centennial Hall.
It's all at Centennial, yeah.
Anything else you want to make sure folks know?
I would just say if you've never been to Whale Fest before, we really encourage you to wander in and check it out and see if there's something that pulls you. Check out the website. It is just such a fun weekend of activities, and holy cow, it is jam-packed. We just covered a little sliver this morning, but...
They're not scary science talks. These speakers are talking about things in real world terms, like they're having a conversation with you and sharing kind of their story. So it's more storytelling and stuff like that. We encourage speakers to kind of keep that line of communication open with the public. Mm-hmm. So we shouldn't find it intimidating.
Yes.
We hope.
Excellent. Wonderful. Well, we've had Lauren Bell and Lauren Wild in the studio with us this morning. They're both committee members for the Science Symposium at Sitka Whale Fest for this year. And again, you can find more information and tickets at sitkawhalefest.org. Thanks for joining us this morning, Lauren and Lauren.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And we'll be back in just a minute with the marine weather.